Higher grocery prices are expected to hit stores across Canada as a blackout on price increases over the holiday season comes to an end. Last fall, Loblaw Cuz. Limited said it would lock in prices on all its in-house no-name products until January 31, while Metro Inc. said it would hold prices of most private label and national brand products steady until February 5. The lifting of price freezes comes amid growing consumer outrage over soaring grocery prices and increasing scrutiny of grocers' record profits. But grocery chains have argued their food margins have remained flat and they are simply passing along higher supplier prices. Food inflation has continued and the cost to stock our shelves has gone up, month after month, Loblaw spokeswoman Catherine Thomas said in an email. The company, which operates multiple banners including Zers, Provigo and No Frills, will continue to hold most of those prices flat, and switching to no name will still save the average family thousands this year, she said. The head of Metro said recently the Montreal-based grocery chain received more than 27,000 price increases from suppliers in 2022, averaging more than 10% for dry groceries alone, triple the annual rate. We can't predict future inflation as many vendor requests for price increases continue to come in, and the root causes outside of our control are still present, Metro CEO Eric LaFleche said during a call with analysts. Still, at least one grocer in another country has opted to extend a moratorium on price increases. In Australia, supermarket giant Coles extended its so-called dropped and locked price freeze on some products slated to end January 31. They said it's to help Australians get through this food price inflation, said Michael Von Masso, a food economy professor at the University of Guelph in Ontario. They've picked some basic items, not unlike the no-name price freeze, but maybe a step further and extended it. It's unclear just how much food prices in Canada could rise in the coming months as inflation continues. Factors such as the war in Ukraine, flooding in California and the strength of the Canadian dollar could all play a role, Masso said. There are a lot of unpredictable factors, but there is some room for optimism, he said. While grocery prices rose 11% year-over-year in December, Masso pointed out that the month-over-month increase was 0.3%, roughly 3.5% on an annualized basis. It's still high, but there are some early signs that relief could be coming, he said. Also, as spring approaches and Canada's reliance on imported fruits and vegetables wanes, costs in the produce aisle should ease, Masso said. As for the growing consumer backlash against grocers, he said it's not surprising, even if the frustration is misplaced. The grocers are making record profits and yet some people are struggling to eat. I can understand people's anger, Masso said. But higher grocer profits are due to a host of factors, including Canadians cooking more at home to save money and higher sales of non-food items with stronger margins, he said. Everyone's looking for a simple answer to this problem and unfortunately, there isn't one, Masso said. Could the grocery stores be doing a better job of managing these perceptions? Yes. Are those perceptions fair? Probably not.